Now, taking one at the same time, we're going to pull out on this agriculture.
It's going to be,
it's going to cost us about $22,000, $24,000, somewhere along there. And Russ is now so keen about it. He's taking the research staff, and they're starting out this week and making a tour of all of them, pulling right down into it. I'll give you a tenth on this one bill, this Lover bill that you have. It's just repeating, because I've read it on. That's a good idea, but it gets completely cockeyed in its application, evidently, in this bill. But we'll get a bill, but we'll get a memo back. That's the first thing, which, again, is completely separate. This thing has nothing to do with you. Then there's another little group, which is a very...
I have two things. One, organization. Second, your institute, or research into problems.
Research into, principally into domain. Because I feel, we've spoken before, if we can back you up, where we've got a really tough and tough domestic side, that someday you're going to get out of the room and say, this is my feeling about that. I'm feeling about that. It'll be backed by the most careful staff studies we can make. It may not be right now, and so on, but factors. The third little group, finally there. And Russ Davenport works very closely with that group. I work with Russ. I have never sat down with Mrs. To discuss politics. And that's what given by Beth, Henry Luce's sister, who was the and Mrs. Reed and over the 9 months or so. And she at that time was pressing, I think the general should consider serious this enormous news leading and giving this overall what the hell, the general's general, and unless you're the general, and unless you've got directives, I think it's the worst possible thing to consider. I think it's completely bad, irrespective to come into it. Well, that also takes money. Now, one man got no fish to fish. See, I don't trust people.
No.
And you get even but you can name names of them who probably have some. God has just said to you, now put some dough up. And you can't, because you don't. But here's Miguel. For money, possibly you, and he can no business. He's got no business connection where he is trying to get business from. As I said, business, he wants to do good. He's approaching age where he's interested in, and all he's interested in is noon and two that he gets at noon and two that he gets at seashore, or country place. But who says not? The Republican Party organize itself and so that the Mayor Eisenhower, and he can Mayor Eisenhower, and I want to put some money up. Well, my ears come up right away, and I considered it carefully. I thought, I would like you to do, madam. Here's what, set one, set aside 15 minutes, with Miguel, meet him, talk to him, I'll bring him up. And say to him, when it comes around to politics, in effect, one thing. Mr. Miguel, I am an American educated. I was Uncle Sam's by West Point. And finally ejected into the bacillus of service, which I will never get out. Naturally, if I were called upon by possible individual to do something that I felt was for the best interest of human assurance, I would do my best efforts, my obligations, make no difference, any difference.
Well, yeah, why
as a poor law, even letting a good friend to send off would be 10 or 20 years ears to my saying, well, I've moved on up now, I'm getting ready to run for the presidency, and so take jobs. The American is made very hard.
Agreed on that.
And if one of the talents that I've had, one of the processes I've had there, is that you really can't talk about to be one of the secretaries, certainly anyone's ever touched politics, or anyone who's ever been connected with a newspaper, or a radio, or anything like that. This day, upon us.
Yeah.
Now, what they say is, this guy wants to be president. And they start from there. Now, while I would, of course, be interested in seeing your friends, it might be we can figure out if you don't go to the whether or not it would even be wise to say, as much as you say, oh, you know, I just don't commit. Because I'm going to set a state here, he's watching the circumstance that everybody thought it was a duty, that's right. But he, if he takes a wrong interpretation of it, we could get later and just for very big embarrassment.
Well, with me, and people know of our friendship, they know my great respect and my adoration of him. What about it? Is he going to say, that's one thing I don't talk about. To me, I've got a lot of chance to do for him. There's advice I give him from time to time, which I think is my best overseeing. That's something I've got out of my camp. And now I just shut him off.
Because
that's with my own friend.
Yeah,
here's a man, his tech group, where he's completely out of the business, where he's completely out of the swing of wanting to be an ambassador or any personal ambitions or anything like that. And who is genuinely impressed with the fact that the damn Republican Party is the thing that's got to be built up.
And I'm angry when I just wanted to constantly talk personnel. Now, this is a question of organization.
Correct.
Talking about the politics, okay, so do not be organized. It is. If I had a job, and I've told this to know, if I had a job, as you're talking about, and I'm talking about organizing. So